Good morning, Jay. It's Tim Carter. Pleasure to have you on the Ask the Builder Show. How are you? Jay?
Yes.
Give me a full report, buddy.
I have an old house that I have a small crawl space underneath the bathroom, and I would like to know how to finish the crawl space to keep moisture from getting into the basement.
Oh, okay. Two things. The biggest thing is, do you have actual water that gets in the crawl space now?
No, not that I'm aware of, but there just seems to be a lot of moisture gets into the basement, especially in the summertime.
Okay. And, I mean, is it actual, like, running water that comes through cracks in the walls across the floor? I mean,
what I get is condensation on the walls.
Okay, that's different. All right. Now we're talking. Now I know where we're going. And the condensation forms on all the walls of the basement or just a few?
It seems to be two particular walls.
Okay. How old would you say the house is?
Probably 100 years old.
Oh, all right. Okay. And in the basement itself, did somebody at some point in time pour a concrete floor?
Yes.
And is it pretty old? I mean, the concrete's like very old, would you say?
I have no idea how old it is.
Okay,
it's painted, but it's in excellent shape.
Okay, all right, fine. And the crawl space, tell me about that. Does it have a vapor retarder down over it?
No.
Okay, there we go.
Whenever I bought the house, somebody had used it as a junk pile, and I took all the junk out.
But it's just dirt over the floor right now.
Well, I filled it in with some sand and smoothed it out.
Okay, but it's just the sand.
Yes.
Okay, here's what you're going to do. Here's the dynamic of what's going on. There's two possible things. Number one, you said you did paint the basement floor.
Yes.
Okay, and it's in good shape.
Yes, excellent.
Okay, all right. The water vapor actually comes out of the soil underneath houses just like it evaporates from water in a pan. I mean,
right.
you can't see it happen,
right.
But it's happening. So what's going on in your situation, in my opinion, is two things. Number one, you could be getting a lot of water vapor that's actually coming out of that crawl space, and that water vapor drifts down into the basement, and as soon as it contacts those cool walls in the basement, it condenses, just like when you take a cold can of soda or a cold can of beer out of the refrigerator and put it on a picnic table in the summertime. You know, 5 minutes later, the outside of the can's wet.
Right.
Okay, same exact dynamic. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to cover the crawl space. We're going to cover that sand completely with a high-performance vapor retarder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've got a couple of columns on my website about that. If you just want to use regular 6-mil, you know, poly that most people call it, you can use that, but that's not considered a high-performance one. But it'll do a pretty good job, okay? So
yes. That
will cut down on 90% of the water vapor if you use the poly that's coming out of that crawl space.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the problem still persists, I assume that the foundation in this old basement is a rock foundation if it's 100 years old?
Yeah, it's rock, and at some point somebody's smoothed it with concrete.
Oh, yeah, like a stucco. Okay.
Yeah, there's no cracks or anything.
Okay, great. Yeah, well, and isn't that wonderful, you know, how they built those things, and they're in such great shape. I know many stone foundations that are in great shape.
Very sturdy.
Yes, exactly. Okay, there's no doubt in my mind that the outside of that foundation was never waterproofed. I mean, they didn't have the stuff way back then. I mean, only on rare occasions on some very, very expensive houses did they actually tar the outside of those foundations.
I'd agree with that.
But most of them. Okay, so you could be getting some water vapor that is also just coming right through the stone and right through that stucco mix on the walls.
Right.
And that's a little tougher to control. There are some liquid sealers, some clear liquid sealers that are acrylic-based that you can actually spray onto those walls on the inside. Are they painted or just stucco?
They're painted.
Painted. Oh, well, and the paint's not peeling off?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay, there we go. Okay, so that's why the paint's peeling off, by the way, because you've got all this water vapor that's trying to push its way through that block, and it is actually doing it. It hits that paint, and it causes a vapor pressure that pushes the paint away.
Well, I've read that you can take, like, a piece of saran wrap and tape it to the piece of a wall and see if there's any water vapor coming up under it.
Right.
And I've done that in the past and never gotten any condensation
Yeah, it there could be a couple of reasons why you're not, but that's not a bad test. You can do that on basement floors as well. In your situation, I really think that once you put that vapor retarder down on the sand, the problem's going to go away because you've got a pretty good vapor barrier since most of the walls are painted and it's just small areas that are blistering off.
Is there any place you can recommend I can get this poly for the vapor barrier?
Well, if you want to just get the regular poly, which is the less expensive one, and you get the 6 mil, you can go to any hardware store or home center, and they've got big rolls of it. You know, it'll come like 20 feet wide by so many feet long, like maybe 100 feet long. It comes in different widths and different lengths.
And this space is only about 4 by 8. That's not very
big. It's a really small little space, just 4 feet by 8 feet?
Yeah, the bathroom's only 4 by 9.
So the crawl space is just under that little spot there.
Right.
Oh, well, you only need a small piece of plastic then. It won't be any problem to find that. I can tell you that right now. You can get that for under $10.
Okay.
All righty.
Thanks for your help.
Okay, well, good luck with it.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling.